It's 8:45, live and local on Morning Edition. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, the volunteer coordinator of United Way of the Midlands, Danny Ullman. Good morning, Danny. Thank you for joining us. The United Way is involved with so many charities. And there are, of course, events. I personally have been involved in where you package up the food. You get a team together and you package up a food that goes to different shelter pantries and that type of thing. As a volunteer, I get to just walk in and start having fun, right? But somebody has to figure out how many volunteers, where they're coming from, make sure those shifts are staffed completely. It took us a five-man team to put those meals together. That's you, isn't it?
That is me. Yes, it is.
How do you get roped into something like this?
Oh, well, I've been with United Way for 5 years, and I love what they do, and I believe in the mission. And I just kind of fell into this position by accident, and it's actually been a wonderful accident. I love coordinating volunteers. So,
well, what are some of the daily things that that you have to do?
Oh, well, a lot of logistics. So I have a number of corporate teams that will give me a call, and they want to give back, but they want it to be meaningful. So I'm like their connection to a lot of the agencies that we invest in and that we are affiliated with. And I will contact those agencies and find a meaningful volunteer opportunity that fits the parameters of the company. And I set up all the logistics, the dates, the times, registrations, waivers. I kind of basically do everything for them. So all they have to do is show up that day and give back.
Oh, that's nice. Meaningful volunteering. What's some of the assessment that you put into behind what could be meaningful for a particular corporation?
Mm-hmm. Well, that has a lot to do with what they're looking to do. So some corporations have a specific corporate social responsibility platform. So if it's something like education or if it's about hunger, I try to find those kind of volunteer opportunities that will match and align with what they do or what their mission is. Philanthropically at their, you know, company or corporation. So that way they can kind of tie in their United Way volunteer time with their focus, you know, at their company.
The United Way is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the United Way, as I understand it, is an organization that helps. Basically, they can use economies of scale to help numerous charities through leveraging their size in order to help charities that may not be able to have a volunteer coordinator, that might not be able to otherwise put on an event that would allow them to fill their pantries or fill their coffers with the resources necessary to do great things. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And we fund organizations of all sizes, and we want to make sure that we provide them with the help they need. You're right. A lot of them are smaller, so they can't have a volunteer coordinator on staff, but they still need those things done. And sometimes staff are too busy. So that is where we come in to be able to provide them with some volunteers that can get that work done for them. And we're just more of a conduit to volunteers that can get that work done for them.
Oh, very good. On June 21st, you have a Day of Action. Tell us about that.
So Day of Action is one of our three signature events that United Way puts on during the year, and this one is focused on literacy. So on June 21st, we will have volunteers going out to a number of our funded agencies, and they will spend 2 hours either in the morning or the afternoon reading and engaging with children. They'll read books, they will interact with some activities, and it really is just a great time for volunteers to read to children. It's fun, people love it, and we're really excited about it.
How does somebody get involved in that?
Well, you can go to our website, unitedwaymidlands.org/dayofaction, and right there will be a number of agencies and locations with different time shifts that you can sign up for, and then we'll provide you some information prior to the event, and you show up, and you'll learn a little bit about United Way's focus on literacy, learn a little bit about the agency that you're volunteering at, and then you get to spend 2 hours reading with a child.
Pretty interesting, the study showing that reading to children aloud increases their brain power, increases grades, increases their involvement in academics. It's actually kind of staggering how important it is and probably overlooked.
You're absolutely right. Actually, for the 2016-17 academic year, we had about 5,500 third graders that weren't reading at grade level. And that is an crucially important time to be able to read at grade level. If children aren't reading at grade level by third grade, they are four times more likely to drop out at some point when they're older. And if those children live in poverty, they're six times more likely to drop out. So this is a very vital time for children. And if we can inspire those kids to keep reading through the summer, through this event, that makes this all worthwhile.
Well, basically, preventative medicine from poverty.
Yes.
It's Danny Ullman, volunteer coordinator at United Way of the Midlands. If you would like to volunteer, go to unitedwayofthemidlands.org. And thank you, Danny, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.